got Cast Irons, Neil's band, whom he drums with, and he was drumming all over the place in the studio, being really annoying. No, but drummers drummers do that, don't they?
I do constantly.
Oh no, they all. I mean, I know some drummers. They do that. That was Cast Irons from their most recent EP. It's called Darkness. The Head and the Heart. I already said that. The Irresponsibles, who Mark played with, but not on that song.
No.
But you picked that song. It's called Falling Down.
One of my favorites.
About 20 years ago, they did that. It's crazy.
I think it's about 20 years.
It's old.
Yeah.
And The Shelter started off a new noise of the last set of the day. That was Really Wanted You. All right. Something about the women's coming up. But first, let me thank you guys. Neil, thank you for coming here and not expecting to talk and talk anyway.
Thank you so much. That was a great time.
That was really good. Mark, really nice to hear your work.
Thank you so much.
And you promise you'll come back when you finish those up?
I promise.
Okay. I Ache For You. That's the first one you should do.
Okay.
All right. Pat D., who's sharing a mic? How you doing?
Not bad.
You're
going to
come
Pats.
Back.
That's all
yeah,
I got to
Yeah, you're going
to
come
say.
Back and we'll talk
Go
about
Pats.
The Pats. All right,
Go
cool.
Pats.
And something about the women up at 11 a.m. And, oh, look, it's Kirsten. She's
Good morning.
Here. Hi, how you doing?
I'm good. This is my one-year anniversary show.
I was going to say, is this a special day in your life?
It is. And now Mike has to just, like, sit there for a moment while I personally thank him because I always enjoy saying that Mike is, like, my dance partner. He keeps me safe and looking good. Mm-hmm. So a year ago, actually, it was December 8th.
Yeah.
I came in to do my first solo show. And I was listening to Mike's show beforehand, which I'm apt to do on Saturdays, even before I started DJing here. So I already knew Mike, but I don't think he knew who I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard there was something askew when I came in. I realized that they were not in the studio. They were in a different studio.
Right, the little one across the hall.
The little one, and nothing worked.
Because this one was broken.
Everything was broken. Rivendell was down. We didn't have internet access. There were two CD players. The speakers didn't work in the room, so I had to listen to the speakers from outside the room. And one CD played up and one played down, so I had to remember my music length. But that wasn't the only time that, Mike, you have helped me out. When I started with Something About the Women, I shared this slot with three other DJs, so I'd come in like every 3 to 4 weeks, and it always felt like a new show, and I'd have this panic look in my eye. I'm like, don't leave until everything's okay. And Mike did. And Mike goes out and listens to music with me, including last Friday night, which was before your show.
Yeah.
You were probably a little tired the next
day. Did you hear? I played Buffalo Springfield, and I called it Buffalo Springsteen.
That's right.
That was great.
That was real.
I was tired.
Chuckle.
I'd like to hear that.
So, yeah. So, Mike is my dance partner, and I do have a set of music that I have that is inspired by our work together, so you won't be any surprised by anybody who's on there, but it's always a pleasure to come in on the station after you.
It's always a pleasure to have you come in after me, and you have kind of a theme. I think girls just want to have fun, eh?
Girls just want to have fun.
Yeah. Can you guess what song that's going to be? Or who did it or whatever?
No.
All right, Kirsten, glad you're here. Happy year anniversary.
Thank you.
And everybody stick around. It's 11 a.m. at WMFO Medford, so it must be time for something about the women or Springsteen or something. I can't talk. That's why I put a microphone in front of my face. All right, Cyndi Lauper starting them off. Stick around. Kirsten will be with you for the next 2 hours. I'm Mike. I'll be here next week at 9. Talk to you then. Thanks, everybody.
So yes, girls just want to have fun, and I am having fun. This is my 1 year anniversary of starting to DJ on Something About the Women. It was about a year ago, April, and the Something About the Women DJ Sue and Jane were asking for part-time DJs to step up. They would train us. I'd had a little bit of experience, so I was a longtime fan, so I was super happy to contact them, and they started both of us, Liz and I, at the same time. So there are four of us who sit in the squeaky chair, as Sue calls it, each and every week, 11 to 1, WMFO 91.5, Something About the Women, and I'm Kirsten. And so there are four of us, Sue, Jane, Liz, and myself. And so this next set are songs that are inspired by the different musical styles by my other co-DJs. And not that we just play one type of music. There's a lot of crossover. But I think of Sue has been on this station for a number of years. She's our longest DJ here. And so I'm starting out a little bit mellow, starting out with some Dixie Chicks and some musical theater for Jane, and something a little more current for Liz. So let's get started.
Conversations, accidents and accusations, messages and misperceptions paralyze my mind. Buses, cars and airplanes leaving, burning fumes of gasoline, and everyone is running, and I come to find a refuge in thee.
Say to me, and the peace.
I don't recognize me. That these shoes and this apron, that place and its patrons, have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I'm not anything like I used to be. Although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember that girl. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. The time she is all of this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes life just slips in through a back door. Carves out a person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you. And you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For the girl.
And there is no one there to dry up. shadows are falling. I've been here all day. It's too hot to sleep. Time is running away. Feel like my soul has turned into steel. Still got the scars of the sun to let me heal. Sense of humanity is going down the drain. Behind every beautiful thing, there's been some kind of pain. She wrote me a letter, and she wrote it so kind. She put it down and write what was in her mind. I just don't see. Dark yet, but it's getting there. Cape Heavy, I followed the river and I got to the sea. I've been down to the bottom of a whirlpool of life. I ain't looking for nothing in anyone's eyes. And I'll die here against my will. I know it looks like I'm moving, but I'm standing still. Every nerve in my body is so naked and numb. I can't even remember what it was I came here to get away from. Don't even hear the murmur of a prayer. It's not dark yet.
Okay, so we're starting out a little bit quietly, and that was for my co-DJs, who I absolutely love and adore, Sue, Jane, and Liz. The reason that I thought that I could do this is because WMBR over at MIT, for their fundraiser, if you give them the right amount of money, it used to be $88.1, and now it's a little bit more, but if you give them the right amount of money, you can come on with your favorite DJ and do an hour of airtime. And what that means is that you can come up with your own playlist, and the DJ whose show it is will do all of the work behind the scenes. And so Doug Gessler has a show on Saturday between 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. called Lost Highway. And I don't know how many times I've been a guest DJ on his show. He could tell you because he keeps track of everything. He's amazing. And he has taught me all of my good DJ habits, like letting musicians know if I'm playing them and how to look up who's playing locally and play local music. He also taught me how if you have some background music, you can fit in a couple songs that you might not be able to fit in your playlist. So in the background, I have Maggie Bjorklund, and this is her song aptly named Frost on this snowy day. I am going to pick it up a little bit because some of the musicians that Doug introduced me to are a little more rocking. So get ready for a little bit of transition between this kind of moody Maggie Bjorklund and some rockin' Nikki Lane. So, here we go.
Treetop and into the cradle, and I broke down like a babe with the hungriest belly. You make it all worth my while. Well, I lay under the covers for 100 days, and I closed both my eyes till a relative came. And I spun round in a circle till it came undone. But like it all worth my while. So send me to the grave with the age-old question: how to get into this beautiful mess? And it was never my intention and never my style. Everything about you was worth my while. To ever catch me crying, and I cried so nobody had to ever catch me lying, and I failed a thousand times, but it keeps me trying, 'cause you make it all worth my while. So send me to the grave with the age-old question: how'd I get into this beautiful mess? My style, everything about you is worth my while. So send me to the grave with the age-old question: how'd I get into this beautiful mess? And it was never my intention and never my style. Everything about you is worth my while. So send me to the grave with the age-old question: how'd I get into this beautiful mess? And it was never my intention and never my style. Some things happen and I don't know why. And it all comes down at the end of the day. It's hard to handle and it's hard to take. And it's a mighty big world, mighty big game. I've been broken and I've been ashamed. I've been caught in the war, out in the blue.
Sing no lonesome tune. catch me dead with no blues. The high shelf booze, the high shelf booze, you won't catch me dead with no blues. Just how long it could be. I've been with boys disguised as men, and I've loved them all until they had their fill of me, or so it seems. What I've learned is nothing really lasts forever. It all turns to dust. What became simple till death do us part, forever got the best of us. Just how long it could be. I've been with boys in different states, and I've loved them all, even with the distance that came between them and me. What I've learned is nothing really lasts forever. It all turns to dust. What became simple till death do us part, forever got the best of us. Just how long it could be. I've given up cause I've been let down too many times. If that's the case, I'd rather keep what's left of me. What I've learned is nothing really lasts forever. It all turns to dust. What became simple till death do us part, forever got the best of us. Forever got the best of us.
Well, that was my Doug Gessler inspired set, starting with Nikki Lane, Jackpot, because boy, did I hit the jackpot when I got to DJ on this show, and Casey Chambers with Beautiful Mess, because it is at times a beautiful mess when I'm here. Elin Jewell, High Shelf Booze. Doug was telling me that he went to Wegmans recently and that there's good prices on High Shelf Booze. So, to check that out. Ending with Hoot and Holler, Forever. I also really love the song Make a Move that they do. There's some just really fun lyrics in there. So, as I mentioned before, Mike does Mike on the Mic before this show, and he is always so incredibly helpful for all of my questions. And what I didn't mention was that he actually did a joint interview with me on my first live guest in the station, and they were the Jackals. So, I am going to play a couple of their songs, and Jackals will be playing tomorrow night, and I will go more into that the next time I am on, but let's go into hearing some of their music.
Tenderly slid my fingers down your spine. Oh,
Last night I heard the humming of the moon behind the trees. Felt the warmth of California riding on the breeze, and I thought of you for the first time in what felt like centuries. And I don't even have your number now, but even if I did, and though I knew it by heart back when we were kids, if I had any feelings left for you, I'd keep them hid, 'cause I moved on and on. Somewhere in Spain, were we laughing in the hotel shower, running out of change? If that was really you and me, I don't know, I couldn't say. And don't you think that's strange? And the last time at the airport, you had your dark sunglasses on. I flew home to my mother's house and wrote you a song, and then I picked myself up, called a bus back to Boston, and I moved on and on. Chance you cross my mind, it's only by mistake. It's like that old jean jacket that you lost in the lake. We couldn't see it at the bottom, we might assume that it's still there. Either way, I'm sure by now you got yourself a new coat to wear. But oh, how I loved you with an unprotected heart, wide open when you busted it apart. That was the best thing that you did. I can see that now. All I know is I moved on, although I don't remember how.
Running fence, radio.
saw you jump from this hill on the way to be born again, yet carted down the aisle. Still deep out to the garden, corralled by a picket rail, rest next to the bed.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
Okay, so the best thing to happen to a person is a shelter pet. This is Kirsten. I am sitting in the squeaky chair. Something about the women. WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And that was my set of music that really is the music that Mike and I have supported and gone to. Started with the Jackals, not the Jackals, Jackals, and they came into the station for to be on air, and that was really great. So it was Katie and Jack who came in, and it was really interesting hearing their story, how they had both been at Wesleyan, and they were hanging out during the summer, and they didn't have a lot going on. They weren't actually performing, or maybe even realized. I guess Jack was doing some music production at that point, and they started playing together, and here they are a few years later performing. The first time that we saw them was over at Orleans, which is that restaurant in Davis Square, and they were performing, just the two of them. It was kind of a quiet performance, and then the Irish Film Festival let out, and suddenly there were 150 really loud people, and we couldn't hear them over the crowd, which is amazing, because if you hear them live, Katie has such